And you look out in the morning, you can't see because there's some stuff in the air. It's a heavy
fog.
Mm-hmm. And you might describe that day as a very
damp day.
Or using fog, a very foggy.
Foggy day? Yes, I'd say.
Some people say foggy. You know.
Foggy.
Okay, and if you don't have any rain for about 6 weeks or so, you might say we're having quite
we're having a dry spell.
Do you ever use any of the words for that?
Drought.
What was that again?
Drought.
Is there a difference in the length of these, or are they the same? Dry spell and a drought.
Oh, a drought would be longer.
Mm-hmm. How about how long?
Oh, maybe several weeks until the grass turns brown, everything's brown. I would call that a drought.
And a dry spell is
just time without rain.
Could
a
be
shorter rain. Time without rain.
Okay. And if you have a lot of wind in the morning, and in the afternoon you don't have any, say, look like, or the other way around, you don't have any wind in the morning, and all of a sudden in the afternoon you have quite a bit of wind. Let's say, looks like the wind is.
Right, I don't know whether I'd say rising or.
Okay, and if you had a lot of wind in the morning and none in the afternoon, say, looks like the wind is finally
dying down.
This is, again, what most people say. This is not a test, I assure you. I really want to find out what's typical. And nothing's right or wrong. Just finding out. You look out in October on the grass, you'll see a heavy white, not snow, but it's a white stuff that collects at night.
Dew?
Or when it's a dew white?
Well.
Or would it be.
Frost!
Okay. And the fact it was so cold, and you look out on the lake, it looks like the lake.
Steaming?
Or it was so cold that it got solid. It was like
froze.
In fact, it was frozen all the way across. Would you say it's
frozen?
Would you say it's frozen from one end to the other? It's frozen
solid.
Or clear? Would you say clear across?
Yes.
Frozen.
All the way across or clear across?
Okay. The room we're in right now, you call the.
Well, we call it the living room.
Now, do you ever live on a farm? Oh, I guess you didn't.
No, I've never lived on a farm. But when I was a little girl, we called it a parlor. Now I think they have usually now a family room, don't they?
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Well, this is a little bit of everything.
Now, you don't have a fireplace, I guess.
No, I don't.
Well, you do have a furnace, and the furnace, the smoke goes up the
chimney.
So
I guess some people go up the chimney, don't they? And the chimbley?
Chimbley is Mr. Long's word. He's a nice man.
Yeah, oh, he is, really.
But he was good for the more or less unschooled informant that I wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Would you list some of the rooms in the house for me? Just name what would you?
Living room, dining room, kitchen.
Okay.
Bedroom.
What was that again?
Bedroom. Bathroom. Basement.